And continuing our emergency triple team traffic, how are we doing out there, Ricky Meese?
It's still pretty rough in Pleasant Grove, where we've had a dump truck kind of go skeem-wampus on that overpass at Pleasant Grove Boulevard over I-15. Now, I'm hearing scanner chatter that they're getting ready to open up the off-ramp from southbound I-15. But as of right now, southbound I-15 on and off-ramps at Pleasant Grove Boulevard are closed. Then, if you're going to be traveling eastbound on Pleasant Grove Boulevard, it is closed at 2800 West. The main flow of southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, all lanes are open, but your delays stack back through American Fork. Lynn Thomas?
A crash southbound I-15 near the Highland Alpine exit. It's on the left shoulder, adding to slower traffic from the hang gliding hill down to 1500 North. As you take your ride in the Salt Lake Valley, below speeds and busy from South Salt Lake to just prior to 90 South, and on the West Belt, tightening from California to 3500 South. And we've got the South Belt slowing with that construction westbound from I-15 to Redwood Road. Mark?
Well, it's really been a rough one up north. Now, no big deal with the delays. You're going to usually find northbound I-15 downtown up to the north interchange, but it has been pretty rough. Centerville, about 4th North, in spots up to about Layton Hills Mall. We're looking at a particularly rough stretch just approaching Gentile Street in the Layton area. Traffic dipping in speeds there. Highway 89 so far okay, getting a little traffic volume up into Fruit Heights, and again approaching I-84. Salt Lake Gaming Con, June 2nd through 4th at Southtown Expo Center, featuring Microsoft PlayStation tournaments, demos, celebrities, and cosplay. Get tickets now at saltlakegamingcon.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.